USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is suspending her presidential campaign and plans to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden at an event in Dallas, Texas on Monday night. Klobuchar is dropping out before her home state of Minnesota votes on Super Tuesday. Matt Gorman is a campaign strategist. He tells Fox News this move by Klobuchar may have been a very strategic one.
I think on the whole, it's pretty strategic and smart. She obviously wanted to win Minnesota, but she's showing her loyalty to Joe Biden, hoping that when the time comes, maybe he'll return the favor, maybe as VP.
The Defense Department says it's preparing for all coronavirus outbreak scenarios. Speaking at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're in constant communications with the administration to participate in the government effort to combat the spread of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Supreme Court will not consider a challenge to the ban on bump stocks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Trump administration imposed the ban on bump stocks after the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas in 2017. A bump stock is a rapid-fire device that gives rifles the capability to mimic automatic weapons, and the Vegas shooting massacre left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams is touring a public health laboratory in Connecticut as people continue to brace for a possible coronavirus outbreak. Adams tells reporters there's no need to panic.
We want folks to know that your risk as an individual remains low, but that doesn't mean that we, as your health officials and state officials, aren't doing everything possible to prepare for what we know will be increased cases of coronavirus.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Ken Cuccinelli is calling for a boycott of Greyhound after the bus company announced they would stop cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Cuccinelli tells Fox News they're going to continue doing enforcement at transportation hubs, and it's been going on for years.
So it's very similar to when we saw this from Greyhound, is the Congress has given Customs Border Protection 100 miles from the border to essentially do border enforcement. If you think about that, it makes perfect sense. You can't literally expect to line a 2,000-mile border, and heck, the southern border is shorter than the northern border, with people to deal with people exactly on the border. So we have internal checkpoints near the border, and the real issue here is doing enforcement at transportation hubs. And I got news for you and this bus company. We're going to keep doing enforcement right at those transportation hubs within the boundaries of the law, as we have for decades. Decades, literally. President's been very clear to keep pressing ahead.
Cuccinelli also says that a federal judge's ruling that he was unlawfully appointed to act as head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has nothing to do with his current position as acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, and the decision from the judge will be appealed. Check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.